Spiritual growth. To every student who is seeking a medical education, I would say, look beyond the present. Turn away from the transitory things of this life, from selfish pursuits and gratifications. For what purpose are you seeking an education? Is it not that you may relieve suffering humanity? As the mind is enlarged by true knowledge, the heart is warmed by a sense of the goodness, compassion, and love of God. The soul is filled with an earnest longing to tell others how they may cooperate with the great master worker. You will do much for yourselves as you impart the knowledge you receive. Thus you will gain more knowledge to impart, and your ability to work for God will increase. There are those who will suggest to you that in order to be successful in your profession you must be a policy man, you must at times depart from strict rectitude. These temptations find a ready welcome in the heart of man, but I speak that which I know. Do not be deceived or deluded. Do not pamper self. Do not throw open a door through which the enemy may enter to take possession of the soul. There is danger in the first and slightest departure from the strictest rectitude. Be true to yourself. Preserve your God-given dignity in the fear of God. There is great need that every medical worker get hold and keep hold of the arm of infinite power. The policy principle is one that will assuredly lead into difficulties. He who regards the favor of men as more desirable than the favor of God will fall under the temptation to sacrifice principle for worldly gain or recognition. Thus fidelity to God is constantly being sacrificed. Truth, God's truth, must be cherished in the soul and held in the strength of heaven, or the power of Satan will wrest it from you. Never entertain the thought that an honest, truthful physician cannot succeed. Such a sentiment dishonors the God of truth and righteousness. He can succeed, for he has God and heaven on his side. Let every bribe to dissimulate be sternly refused. Hold fast your integrity in the strength of the grace of Christ, and he will fulfill his word to you. The medical student, however young, has access to the God of Daniel. Through divine grace and power he may become as efficient in his calling as Daniel was in his exalted position. But it is a mistake to make a scientific preparation the all-important thing, while religious principles which lie at the very foundation of a successful practice are neglected. Many are lauded as skillful men in their profession who scorn the thought that they need to rely upon Christ for wisdom in their work. But if these men who trust in their knowledge of science were illuminated by the light of heaven, to how much greater excellence might they attain? How much stronger would be their powers? With how much greater confidence could they undertake difficult cases? The man who is closely connected with the great physician has the resources of heaven and earth at his command, and he can work with a wisdom, an unerring precision, that the godless man cannot possess. Like Enoch, the physician should be a man who walks with God. This will be to him a safeguard against all the delusive, pernicious sentiments which make so many infidels and skeptics. The truth of God, practiced in the life and constantly guiding in all that concerns the interest of others, will barricade the soul with heavenly principles. God will not be unmindful of our struggles to maintain the truth. When we place every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God above worldly policy, above all the assertions of erring, failing man, we shall be guided into every good and holy way. The Christian physician, in his acceptance of the truth by his baptismal vows, has pledged himself to represent Christ, the physician in chief. But if he does not keep strict guard over himself, if he allows the barriers against sin to be broken down, Satan will overcome him with specious temptations. There will be a blemish in his character that by its evil influence will mold other minds. The moral palsy of sin will not only destroy the soul of the one who departs from strict principles, but will have the power to reproduce in others the same evil. It is not safe to be occasional Christians. We must be Christ-like in our actions all the time. Then, through grace, we are safe for time and for eternity. The experimental knowledge of the power of grace received in times of trial is of more value than gold or silver. It confirms the faith of the trusting, believing one. The assurance that Jesus is to him an ever-present helper gives him a boldness that enables him to take God at his word and trust him with unwavering faith under the most trying circumstances. Our only security against falling into sin is to keep ourselves constantly under the molding influence of the Holy Spirit, at the same time engaging actively in the cause of truth and righteousness, discharging every God-given duty, but taking no burden that God has not laid upon us. Physicians and medical students must stand firm under the banner of the third angel's message, fighting the good fight of faith, perseveringly and successfully, relying not on their own wisdom, but on the wisdom of God, putting on the heavenly armor, the equipment of God's word, never forgetting that they have a leader who never has been and never can be overcome by evil. To every medical student who desires to be an honor to the cause of God during the closing scenes of this earth's history, I would say, behold Christ, the sent of God, who, in this world and in human nature, lived a pure, noble, perfect life, setting an example that all may safely follow. The Lord is reaching out his hand to save. Respond to his invitation, let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. How eagerly the Savior will take the trembling hand in his own, holding it with a warm, firm grasp, until the feet are placed on bandage ground. Trust in him who understands your weakness. Keep close to the side of Christ, for the enemy stands ready to take captive everyone who is off his guard. It is young men whom the Lord claims as his helping hand. Samuel was a mere child when the Lord used him to do a good and gracious work. Gather to your soul the light of the Word of God. Remember that day by day you are building character for time and for eternity. The teaching of the Bible in regard to character building is very explicit. Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Place yourself under his control, and then ask for his protecting power. He gave his life for you. Do not cause him sorrow. Be guarded in all that you say and do. Christ wants you to be to other young men his representative, his delegated gospel medical missionary. Remember that in your life, religion is not merely one influence among others, it is to be an influence dominating all others. Be strictly temperate. Resist every temptation. Make no concessions to the wily foe. Listen not to the suggestions that he puts into the mouths of men and women. You have a victory to win. You have nobility of character to gain. Jesus loves you. His great heart of infinite tenderness yearns over you. You may stand where you regard yourself, not as a failure, but as a conqueror, in and through the uplifting influence of the Spirit of God. Take hold of the hand of Christ, and do not let it go. You may be a great blessing to others if you will give yourself unreservedly to the Lord's service. Power from on high will be given you if you will take your position on the Lord's side. Through Christ you can escape the corruption that is in the world through lust, and be a noble example of what he can do for those who cooperate with him. God's purpose for us is that we shall ever move upward. Even in the smaller duties of common life we are to make continual growth in grace, supplied with high and holy motives, powerful because they proceed from one who gave his life to furnish us with the incentive to be wholly successful in the formation of Christian character. You are to be strong in the strength of God, grounded in the hope of the gospel. Arise in your God-given dignity, living the truth in its purity. Christ is ready to pardon you, to take away your sins and make you free. He is ready to purify your heart and give you the sanctification of his Spirit. As you commit yourself to his service, he will be at your right hand to help you. Day by day you will be strengthened and ennobled. Looking to the Savior for help, you will be a conqueror, yes, more than a conqueror, over the temptations that beset you. You will become more and more like Christ. The angels of heaven will rejoice to see you standing on the Lord's side, in righteousness and true holiness. Become all that the Lord desires you to be, a gospel medical missionary. You are to be not only an increasingly skillful physician, but one of the Lord's appointed missionaries, in all your work placing his service first. Let nothing mar your peace. Give your heart's best and holiest affections to him who gave his life that you might be among the redeemed family in the heavenly courts. Striving for the crown of life will not make you dissatisfied or less useful. The great teacher desires to acknowledge you as his helping hand. He calls for your cooperation. Will you not now give him all that you have and are? Will you not consecrate your talents to his service? This life is your sowing time. Will you not pledge yourself to God, that your seed sowing shall be that which will produce, not tares, but a harvest of wheat? God will work with you, he will increase your usefulness. He has entrusted to you talents that in his strength you may use to produce a precious harvest. To those who with steadfast perseverance strive to reveal the attributes of Christ, angels are commissioned to give enlarged views of his character and work, his power and grace and love. Thus they become partakers of his nature, and day by day grow up to the full stature of men and women in Christ. The sanctification of the Spirit is seen in thought, word, and deed. Their ministry is life and salvation to all with whom they associate. Of such ones it is declared, "Ye are complete in him." The physician's example, no less than his teaching, should be a positive power on the right side. The cause of reform calls for men and women whose life practice is an illustration of self-control. It is our practice of the principles we inculcate that gives them weight. The world needs a practical demonstration of what the grace of God can do in restoring to human beings their lost kingship, giving them mastery of themselves. There is nothing that the world needs so much as a knowledge of the gospel's saving power revealed in Christ-like lives.